Hare Krishna. Devotees may have seen and read, or at least heard about, the letter that I'd sent out to disciples in UK, Russia, Turkey, in English. The same was sent to devotees in Hungary. And the content of it was in relationship to my plan this year. I'll just elaborate a little on that. If you haven't seen it, it's there in the article section of this podcast. Basically, because of what's become very clear to me, health restrictions, I feel that this year I need to modify my lifestyle drastically and spend a little more downtime in R&R as opposed to what I usually do, which is traveling and preaching. And especially, of course, that means in Hungary, because that's where I do most of that. A brief summary of the health issue. 2 years ago, a chronic neurological problem really came to light, or it became chronic at that time. And which I'm dealing with just with exercises, but following Prabhupada Marathon, I guess with the strain of carrying a book bag, moving suddenly, and the standing in one place with those weights, didn't do my spine any good, and the situation got much worse than it was before, very noticeably so, say alarmingly so. And of course, in my meetings with a neurologist who is treating me in Hungary, he told me that unless I take care of it, potentially it could be very dangerous, it could be crippling, and lead to a spine operation, which I'm definitely not game for. So I decided, and then add to that, that in the 2 months now that I've been away from Hungary, most of that time being in India, and I took a two-week break during that period of time. The other time is here, I'm in Dubai, and prior to that I was in GBC meetings taking Hungarian devotees on parikrama, so quite active. My batteries remain uncharged. In fact, just recently I gave that example to someone, and you may have experience of a dead battery. You have a dead rechargeable battery. It doesn't matter how much you plug it in, you charge it and take it out, you use it, it may make your flashlight work for a moment or two, and then it's back down, discharge. So that's sort of the way I feel energetically, or lack of energetically, is run down, and resting doesn't really get me anywhere. So I feel I need to take time off. Practically speaking, that means that I'm going to Hungary tomorrow, and I'll be there for a little over 2 months. Then I plan to go back to my poor Vrindavan for a couple of months, come back again for 2 months, return again to India, and then I just come back for the month of December, the Christmas marathon, at which time I will not participate, but at least I'd be present to encourage the devotees. You can hear the prayers in the background. And then again in January, beginning of January, I would return to India until April. That would be the plan. It would mean that I spend about 5 months in Hungary, just come to visit in the beginning of January to London for a week. And in Hungary, I would spend my time between Budapest and New Brezhadam. I will not travel around. I'll not go to Romania. I'll not go to Turkey. And London, I mentioned. Because for this condition, traveling is the worst thing. And in terms of minimal traveling between Budapest and New Brezhadam, the sort of the best roads and the best traveling that I can do. And I'm requesting devotees to come and see me there, and I'll make use of video internet to give classes and be with the devotees at these other places. I think it will also give a good opportunity now that Radha Krishna Prabhu has been made the zonal supervisor for my GBC zone of authority, although it's not the GBC, but it will give opportunity for devotees to be more dependent on him and communicating with him for leadership and guidance, and help me sort of devolve. Hopefully by next year he'll be able to be full GBC for the zone. And of course that also gives him an opportunity to sort of ease himself into the deep end. And for me to spend I guess another out of this, the rest of this year, or say in the upcoming year, to spend approximately 6 months in India will be very valuable for my own spiritual life. I can spend more time chanting, reading, studying, writing will be is something that goes on in any case. And of course, I'll stay in touch with my areas of responsibility via email, and at the same time hoping to be just free from a certain level of pressure. Could I take the same type of break if I was in Hungary? I could and I couldn't. No doubt the devotees would facilitate me to just rest in New Brezhadam. But psychologically, my experience is that I won't be able to disconnect in the same way if I'm physically present from management, from other issues that arise, and so on. And the type of break that I would get there wouldn't necessarily match the type of break that I will get if I'm physically separate from the Hungarian Yatra, Turkey, Romania. Which is a shame, because then I'm away from Radha Shyam, I'm away from devotees to whom I'm most obliged. But Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, I think that Krishna is obliging me to do something that I've spoken about on occasion before, which is to make a lifestyle change. What that means for upcoming years, that we'll see, but at least for this year it will replicate what I did in 1987 when I took 5 months off in Vrindavan. I think it's the wise thing to do. Otherwise, if I just try to continue on and push as I've been doing and leave the same type of lifestyle I led for the last almost 40 years, it may really, I'll be forced to stop, and at the same time I'll be in an infirm condition, and I don't want either of those things to happen. I think I have still a lot to offer, but it may have to be packaged a little different, and it may have to be presented in a different way. So that's really a bit of a breakdown on that situation, which I'm also still formulating and working out in my communication with devotees, English-speaking devotees who I have leadership or spiritual obligation to I'll articulate what that means more in terms of their specific geographical situation or services. I think that overall it's a natural transition that, like others, I'll have to accept, although probably be more difficult for me to accept than for the listener. Anyway, that's it for now. Hare Krishna.